Through the mistwood she prowls, where the shadows entwine. A white wolf in the dark, in the moon's sovereign shine. With a pride in her stride and a spirit unbound, she is seeking her tithe on the frost-bitten ground. The icy gaze sweeps through the vapor and chill. Two stars in the night looking down from the hill. Free and untamed, she is queen of the cold, to enforce the decree that the ancestors told. A scent on the breeze brings a shiver of fate. She lowers her head as she alters her gait. As smooth as a stream slipping over the stone, as silent as falling snow, stalking alone. The air is alive with a destiny drawn. She closes the distance before it is dawn. The law of the claw is the truth in her keep, while the woods yield to slumber, both silent and deep. By the flickering glow where the shadows fall mute, there sat a young bard with his weathered old lute. Her eyes froze to glass in the shimmering light. She summoned the claw and the fang for the night. The moment of taking, the final swift draw, with the life of the prey in the palm of her paw. But he reached for the strings of the old willow wood, and a silvery note now between them there stood. Silent cold grace from the moon came above, and bathed his dark fur in a silvery love. The stars looked down to her from the endless high sky, and the breath of the forest was caught in a sigh. The fate of the law lay asleep in her paws. The clash of the music against her dark jaws. The lute carried notes that were endless and fine, yet dark as the shadows beneath the old pine. Eternities passed with each beat of her heart, as she weighed the deep song of the wanderer's art. She gathered her will and determined her right to claim the red tribute she owed to the night. With frozen eyes stepping midst fire and stone, when a sudden deep stillness crept into her bone, a peace she had never encountered before, and she rested her step on the moss-covered floor. She knew in that moment the time was not now, nor the place to fulfill an ancestral vow. She gathered his scent, she memorized his face, bound to hunt him again in a different place. She left him alive by her rites and decree, and slipped back to the woods, proud and free. The fire burned down and the morning grew long, drawn by a lute carried by his lonely song. Now time turns the wheel to a tavern so old, where the ale is poured high to keep out the deep cold. A bard takes the stage in a smoky red cloak, and he plays for the crowd in his furry own folk. It's Fionn the bard with his lute in his hand, who sings tales of claws and the laws of this land. And there in the corner, concealed from the light, sits the white wolf who spared him that magical night. He sings of her mercy, her power, power and grace, and of starlight that shone in the hunter's wild face. He sings with humility so gentle and deep, of a tribute the ancestors told him to keep. The words strike her soul like a hammer of gold, and shatter the ice that was bitter and cold. The bard at the hearth with his spirit so true has captured the hunter before she ain't knew. No longer the prey to be torn in the dark, but a spark that ignites both the wood and the bark. The queen of the night decides, watching him play, that Fionn the bard in her forest must stay. Not claimed by the claw nor the fang in the wood, but bound in the heart where the wild spirit stood. Forever the hunter, forever the wild, he plays for her love, the moon goddess child. She slips from the tavern, away from the light. She wanders the woods to the fire and stone, where ashen gray coals are now crumbling alone. The magic has gone, the clearing is cold, left in the past when stories were told. She looks up to the sky, to the stars and the moon, and yields from her heart a deep thanks for this boon, for holding the watch when the judgment was cast, and guiding my fate to this blessing at last. Unseen and in secret, late into the night,